ProServe Appliance Repair. This is Cesar.
Hello, Cesar. Good morning. Buenos dias. Oh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying my coffee at my desk.
Oh, good, good, good.
It's a little cold, but it's okay.
Yes,
I'll just
reheat
it on my break. How are you?
Oh, I can do it. Pretty good. Thank you.
Happy
just put
Friday.
Some thoughts. So we're ready to move, you know, forward.
Okay.
I just realized, you know, in this industry, you know, there's a lot of software and all this stuff, you know, that I need to put in place in order to make the business more efficient and cost effective.
Okay.
So that's another company that I'm currently contacting this morning.
Oh, okay.
And so I know you're trying to place, you know, this, you know, as soon as possible. But in order for me to actually do business, I need the software first in place before anything else. That's the other thing I wanted to discuss with you. So how can we move forward or have, I know you said, you know, it has to be the $300 and something. So is it on any other package that it can be upgrade, you know, as soon as I have the software? Because without the software, I cannot really price my customers the right way. And this is such a difficult industry that you have to build absolutely trust, you know, with them. And they cannot just feel like you're just guessing a number when you give them an estimate.
Of course. So, no, I understand. And I want to explain something to you, Cesar. So, like, listen, all of this isn't going to happen overnight, right?
Okay, correct.
So let me kind of explain the process to you, and then this way you're comfortable to know that you still have time, like, to get the software in place. I don't know how long the software, like, getting that arranged is going to take you, right?
Quickly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if we get you set up today, if you really need to, we can push, because once you and I set up the account, that takes about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
I have to also schedule a client interview with one of my technicians so that they can talk to you about the Facebook ads. They can talk to you about the website, everything in detail, right?
Gotcha.
That appointment, if we don't schedule it the same day, I want to schedule it no later, well, because we're not here on Saturday and Sunday, so your appointment would be on Monday, right?
Yeah, that would work.
Now, from that point, okay, remember, the timeline, 5 to 7 days is the directory submission, and you receive your login credentials, 7 to 14, website and Facebook ads are live. The local map is what's going to take longer. 30 to 45 days is always going to be our promise. So again, this isn't all going to happen overnight. So it's still giving you time to get everything set up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
All right. So let's move forward. Are we doing it? Do you want me to set up in my account, you know, online, or do you want to?
Yeah, we're going to do it together. We're going to just be verifying information. I'm going to create an account here within our company for you, and then we'll schedule your client interview. If you prefer it be on Monday, then we'll look at the schedule on Monday. So
let's do it on Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to be going over billing and everything with you, and then we'll process your payment. You'll receive the receipt. But in the meantime, let's start creating the account. So I'm sending you the second email, and it'll say Client Dashboard Analytics. It's just going to give you an overview of our reporting system so that you're just familiar with how the reports will look, okay? So let me send you that one. Now, take your time. Take your time. No worries.
I just finished with Close. It was a niner. Switching the business, you know, from California to here. Has been over a month, you know, so we can use the same device. We have a mobile device that I use.
Okay. For when you're processing payments or?
Yeah, credit card payments, because most of my customers here in this area, they're elder people.
Yeah.
And they give me checks. And checks are taking 10, with a new business account, it takes 10 to 15 days, you know, to process.
Yeah, because if it's a new bank account, I was just talking to a gentleman a few days ago about that. He just recently opened a new business account. But the problem is that because it's only 2 months, that because he's been turning in higher paychecks, because he does, like, specialized garage doors, custom. Like, I mean, his garage doors are beautiful, right?
Yeah.
But what's happening is because the bank says, oh, well, these amounts are a lot bigger than what you typically deposit. So they're holding his checks longer. So he's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I have all this money invested in, you know, parts and these projects that I'm doing, but I can't do anything right now because all my money is tied up. Because they're
holding
the money.
Yeah, it's very difficult to start a business. Yeah, usually when I have my source and you have all your foreign investment on the track, looks like you have the first
oh my gosh, what a nightmare.
That's a lot of money. A lot of investing.
But it's going to come through. It will definitely come through. Yeah. So that other email, I sent it to you, and then right now what I'm doing. Yes. Take your time. You get also text messages on this phone number, right, that we're speaking on?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I just got your client dashboard analytics.
Beautiful. That's to give you, like, just how the reporting system will look. Now what I'm doing is I'm sending you two text messages. So, Caesar, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I still like for you to have my information. Now, moving forward, you will have a team here within our company that's dedicated to your account. So whenever you have an update, a change, you have a question, you have a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Well, now you're 3 hours ahead of us. So we are always here for you, 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. Okay? So I sent you my phone number with my extension, and I sent you the number to customer service. I highly suggest that when you have time, please save our 877 number in your contacts. Save it as local splash. So this way you always have our phone number. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you got the two text messages?
Yep.
Okay.
The
one with Nadine Medina and then the other one with the customer service number?
Yep, I see it. I got both.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Good. You're very welcome. Now, your first name, you spell it C-E-S-A-R?
Cesar? Yeah, Cesar.
Okay. And what's your last name?
I go by two last names, Vargas. V is a Victor, A-R-D-A-S, and Sierra. Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A.
Okay, perfect. Now, the phone number that you want us to have listed for the business, and this is the best number for us to call you on, is that the 941-310-6959?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Now, the company name, this is going to be very important. Do you want it to read as ProServe Appliance Repair? Do you want the LLC included?
No.
Okay. So just
also
appliance.
This name is very long. I realize, you know, too. This name.
Well, I don't think it's too bad. I've seen worse.
Repair, but yeah.
ProServe Appliance Repair doesn't seem bad at all. Trust me, I've seen some that I'm like, pongan. Though, like for example, they would put ProServe Appliance Repair, dryer repair, refrigerator repair. Like, they're putting that all as a whole name, and it's like, oh my gosh, you don't need to put all that. Those are what we call keywords. Or it'll say like ABC Construction / Remodeling Room Additions. Like, that's their whole business name, and it's just So ProServe Appliance Repair is good, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the address that they'll be PIN verifying you at?
That's the thing, you know, I don't, I'm mobile. So.
Okay.
Typically
you use your home address. It's considered your home office.
Correct. Which is not my favorite, but obviously.
It's okay. The address will not show. We hide the address. That address cannot show on Google. Google doesn't want it showing because it's a home office. You and a lot of businesses operate as mobile. You guys go to the, you know, to the commercial buildings or to the residence, right? No one comes to you. You're not a storefront that sells products. So that address cannot show on Google. We hide it.
Okay.
And so what's that address?
So it's 4839 Street East, Reddington, Florida. 34203.
Okay, perfect. And let me just put to hide address. Awesome. Now, for the billing, Caesar, the card that you're using today, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's just my name. For
okay.
This particular card. Yeah.
Is it just Cesar Vargas Sierra or?
Cesar Vargas.
Okay, just as okay, so not the Sierra in it, right?
No, no.
Yes, okay, perfect. So I'll just remove that. And same billing address as well?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard. MasterCard.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
It is 54241850867985.
Expiration month and year?
0327.
0327, and the CVV code on the back.
I'm sorry, this is 717.
717. I want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you can choose, Cesar, that it be either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
What was about the city?
The city that you were born in?
Yeah.
Okay. What city was that?
Bogota.
Bogota?
Bogota. D
O. Oh,
Bogo.
Uh-huh.
D
O
T A.
Okay. Perfect. That's in Colombia, right?
That is right.
You know, my aunt, her husband's Colombian, my tío Dario, and
okay.
they are always going to Colombia. Always. And it's so pretty over there. Yeah.
That's
his
one of
dad,
the reasons I moved here.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, three
okay.
airplanes I had to take with my family. Driving from Redding to Sacramento for 2.5 hours and then get an airplane, from Sacramento to Los Angeles and from Los Angeles to Bogota and from Bogota to another town, that we go is called Bucaramanga. And from Bucaramanga, we have to drive, 4 hours.
No way.
With the, yeah. And we own a house there.
So how long are you traveling for then?
Right now, our trip is only 2 hours. Right now.
Oh, my God. So from where you're at now, it's only 2 hours. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Have you been in this area?
I have family that are in Miami. So on my grandma's side, they're Españoles. On my grandpa, my grandfathers were from Mexico, but my mom's mother, her family was from Spain. It was a town, it's called Coruña. So it's in the Canary Islands. So from Coruña, back in that time when my great grandparents, their family migrated from there to Cuba because of the economy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I have a lot of family that are Cubanos because they were born and raised in Cuba. So I went to, I have family in Fort Lauderdale, a lot of family in, of course, Miami.
Oh, okay.
So when we went out there, it was funny because all I could remember is every day was a party because I'm meeting all of my grandma's family. And I remember eating a lot of black beans. Yes, I ate a lot of black beans, a lot of white rice, a lot of bistec, a lot of arroz con pollo, paella.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I am close to in the Sarasota area. I was here before.
Oh, really?
We moved, temporary, for a couple of months, back to California for 7 months. I opened another business in the meantime. But I was here when the Hurricane Ian happened and they busted it and destroyed completely, Fort Myers that you knew.
Yes.
Fort Myers, it got completely destroyed, sadly. This area is beautiful. I love it here. And it's so,
it is. I could remember it being very humid. Very humid.
August. Yes. August is very humid. Right now it's nice weather. But it's about
right
to
now
off.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
my
good.
So my uncle, this is my dad's youngest sister. My uncle Dario, he's from Cali, Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's from.
The capital of the salsa.
Is that the music. I'm not too familiar. Yeah. I always see when they go over there they salsa dance all the time. I love watching their trips. They just came back from Panama. They went to go visit. They travel everywhere. But yeah. And my uncle is like the sweetest person ever. He's so good at my aunt. So good. They're like the power couple when you see them. It seems like
that's
they're
cool.
still
that's
in love
cool.
from teenagers, So before I process your payment, Caesar, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because it's going to outline our service agreement. And it's just going to go over the billing date that we ask that you at least stick it out 2 months. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say it's a 2-month verbal agreement, but remember, you're paying monthly. When I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure, Caesar, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay. ProServe Appliance Repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Cesar Vargas, CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, Caesar, that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Sure. Yes.
Now, sometimes we know we might call you with an update and you're in the middle of a job, you just can't pick up the phone. At least respond to us within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware, okay, that you might have other companies calling you that are trying to sell you like other type of online products. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money. I suggest that every time, if someone calls you saying they're Local Splash, always ask them, what's my security question, okay? That's how you're really going to identify if it's us or not calling. If they hang up on you, you know now, okay, that wasn't them, okay?
Correct. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
So what this means is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 19th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a 2-month verbal agreement. What that means, Caesar, is that your second payment will be charged on the 19th of May, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means is once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I texted you and I told you to save, 877-635-6225. Okay, so save that under your contacts as Local Splash. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, please make sure that you call at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, okay, if I got to pause it or cancel it, I got to call them 3 days before the 19th, 3 business days. So that way they don't charge you on the 19th, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating the package. I'm processing the payment. And in a couple of minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email and in a text message. And we'll go over that in a couple minutes. The next thing I want to do is also schedule your appointment. And I probably only need like 5 more minutes of your time and then we'll be all set. I need to schedule your client interview. And the client interview, what we do, Caesar, is we block out an hour, but the client interview could take with my technician anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes or a little bit longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have, okay? What time would you prefer for your client interview so I can look and see what we have available, or do you want me to tell you what times are open?
So we are in different time zones. So
yes.
What time, you know, works for you
our
guys?
Our earliest appointment would be between 10 and 11. So I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3,
so,
and then I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
So 10 and 11, we're talking about, you know, 12, you know.
Your time. Your time, 10
to
11. Whatever time I give you, yeah, whatever time I give you is your time. So you want the 10
to
11, your time? Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that on Monday, we're going to be calling you between 10 and 11 o'clock, and we're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure, Caesar, to answer all calls within that hour. Now, let's say we call you, right, and you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, right?
Yes.
Just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. We'll, in fact, also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? So let me send you that email. And then we're just going to go over just a few notes for my technician. So as far as like your services, is it all types of appliance repair, or what do you want me to specifically notate on here? Do you do install, wholesale?
We need to update that, you know, later. Not at the moment. Right now,
okay.
I'm doing wholesale. So the main thing we do is appliances repair. You know, refrigerators and stoves, gas stoves, gas dryers, repairs of microwave, dishwashers, repairs of or exchange and installation of garbage disposals.
Oh, okay.
And what else? Pretty much, you know,
okay.
All appliances.
Do you do anything with the dryer vents?
Not at the moment, but I'm going to add that.
Okay, and you know that you can make changes at any time, okay?
Right, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I know you asked earlier, too, like, you could always upgrade, like, later on down the road, if you want to upgrade and say you want to add in Google Ads or maybe you want to look at the Google Guaranteed program, let me know, and we can take a look to see what other upgrades there would be. Like once you start generating more revenue, if you want to look at other products that we also assist with, we can do that too, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm putting here, okay. Now your Facebook page, we're going to create that for the business. You have like a personal Facebook, right?
Say it one more time, sorry.
Do you have a personal Facebook page or have you created the one for the business yet?
No, I haven't done anything with that at all.
So we're going to build you the business Facebook page, and we're going to create it. They're all created using your personal page. How do I find you on Facebook? Do you have a personal page?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me see if I can find you. Okay. Do you have yourself in California or in Florida now?
I'm in Florida. Let me double check.
Okay.
Florida. Sarasota, Florida. Okay. Yeah.
Sierra,
actually made a website, a mobile website.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. It is on, where is this? I forgot the company. I don't think I even pay anything. Did you need anything like that?
Yeah, if you have your own.
I have all the stuff.
Yeah, if you have your own website, absolutely. Let me see if I find
you. Can I send you a link?
Yes. Okay, you know the text that I sent you? You can reply to that text with whatever link you want to send me. Do you know what your profile picture looks like?
Yep. It will be, yeah, I'll send you here. Let me send you a text with it.
Okay.
I just sent it to you.
Okay, let me go back here. That's perfect. If you already have a website, then we'll use your website. Oh, okay. This looks good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, then we don't need it. Well, that's good. We don't need to make you the website. So I'm just going to put in here, you have your own website. And I want to make sure we put your link there. Okay, now your Facebook page. Are you able to get into your Facebook page right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how to do this. Are you looking at it from your desktop or how are you looking at
phone.
Your website? On your phone?
From the iPhone, yeah.
Okay, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone,
okay. When you're looking at your profile, right underneath mm-hmm. your photo, it'll say edit and there'll be these three little dots next to it. Do you see the three little dots?
Yeah.
Okay, click on that, on the three little dots, and it's going to take you to your settings. You're going to go to the very bottom, and there's going to be a part where it says copy link.
Yep.
Copy it, reply to the text, to one of my text messages with the link. Drop the link in there, and then send it, and that'll give me your, now no one's going to see your personal page, just so that you know.
Yep.
It's just created that way, so this way you have full access to it. Okay. Oh, you do the commercial appliance repairs too or just residential?
Just residential for the moment. But I also do schools and
Okay.
A lot of businesses, you know, they not necessarily they have, you know, commercial appliances.
Okay.
They actually use a lot of residential appliances.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, because when I worked for the school district years ago when I was a lot younger. We had refrigerators and because for the teachers, right? And then are you licensed and insured, Caesar, or in the process of any of that?
No, to be honest, you know, I haven't done that part just because in order for me to enter, for example, if I was to do a contract with a rental company to do more than 6 units, it required me just the insurance. The insurance is $1,300 a month and it's no worth for me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
$1,300 a month.
That's expensive.
Yeah. So if you're going to do more than two commercial, any residential real estate or anything like that, you require, you know, that kind of insurance. But just
wow.
No. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Very expensive. Yes.
Yeah, very expensive. Yeah, very. Okay. I've got your Facebook, so let me put that here. And then, let me see. Okay. All right. Now, we got that. Okay. So instead of us listing your physical phone number, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. You can actually track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls if you got a spam call. Do you prefer that it just be your phone number listed on there? Or would you be interested in the tracking number? It does not cost you anything. It's an option.
Well, that's the number that I have, you know, for the business.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put no. If at any time you decide later on you want the tracking number, just let us know. And it won't, like I said, cost you anything. And then now with the Facebook ads, right, we could target up to a 50-mile radius. But what do you want to target with the Facebook ads? I know we talked about Venice, but where do you specifically want to target? 50 miles is the furthest that it'll target.
50 miles, I think, is too much.
Miles. That's
too
much.
50 miles. Yeah, 50 miles is too much. So to be honest, on a 28-mile radio,
it's where I can be, because the farthest I will go will be Venice.
Okay.
Look at the whole entire Marabar radio.
Yeah.
By miles, it will be Sarasota, Venice, Fiesta Key, Bradenton, Lakewood Ranch, and I don't really like to go to the islands, but, you know, Longboat Key, that will be the farthest.
Okay, so do you want me to put it at 30 miles, or what do you prefer? Or do you want me to notate the areas?
I think it's best to notate the areas because,
okay,
again,
so let's
people,
do this.
People expect me to travel so far.
Yeah, no. I'm going to put Sarasota. You said Lakewood Ranch, right?
Yes.
And what were the other ones? Longboat Key?
Obviously, you know where I'm located, which is Bradenton.
Uh-huh.
Bradenton. Venice.
Venice. Uh-huh.
And Parrish.
Parrish. Uh-huh.
And Ellington.
Ellington.
Uh-huh. And that'd be all.
What about the Longboat Key? Did you want me to put that one?
Or
no tanto?
No.
Okay.
It took me 45 minutes to get out of
there. It's okay. Oh, yeah. No. And then, listen, we can always change these at any time or add more.
Okay.
Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
I personally like to talk over the phone, but if I don't have the time, you know, obviously, you know,
text
will be.
Okay, so phone and text.
Phone is best. Yeah.
Okay. What are your hours of operation?
9 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Good. I hope you take weekends off. It's important to spend time with your family.
Yeah.
You know what I feel? Yeah, this is, we kill ourselves, working to the bone, and then later on, it's like we've missed opportunities with our families, and I learned that the hard way. So.
Me too. I did the same thing.
I learned it the hard way.
Appliance stores and everything. I never had.
Oh, Cesar, you have no idea. My husband and I used to work 9 to 5 jobs. This was like 10 years ago. Y después, like, we were running a catering business. Make a long story short, my husband, about 6 years ago, was diagnosed with kidney and colon cancer. And I always kick myself because I think we probably could have found that a lot sooner. But we were like beast mode, working like to the ground. And, I mean, we missed out on a lot. And, I mean, he's doing good now, but still, I mean, he's on dialysis now, but it's okay. You know, he's cancer-free, but we probably could have caught it sooner. We just didn't pay attention. So life is too short. What are the forms of payment that you want me to notate?
Well, right now we have Clover. We have all forms of credit cards.
Credit cards. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Debit. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you typically do cash?
I would love to, you know, to do that, but fucking these days nobody use it. Yeah.
Well, I'll put it down just in case. So cash.
Appreciate it. Yes.
What about check?
I don't think I'm gonna continue. I don't gonna set checks anymore. I mean, if I have to, because it's a disabled elder person and doesn't feel.
Yeah.
But I don't find it necessary.
Put...
I have a device, you know, where it can take any debit card or card. Yeah.
I'm going to put cash, credit, debit. Do you ever do Zelle or anything like that?
Yes, Zelle. I do Zelle. I do Venmo.
Venmo too? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cash app. Beautiful. Okay, perfect. And tell them que no pongan, nomás pongan el emoji.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Menos que tienes que dar a Uncle Sam, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I remember when I catered.
Yeah, I used to be a bartender for a long time. You know, funny you tell me the story about your husband, which I'm crazy. I actually know how to go through that. But I spent seven years in wheelchair. I have two full prosthetics on my legs, you know, my hips, you know, get deteriorated.
No way.
32 years old. So I know exactly. That's why I'm here.
Wow.
Into my life. And to spend more time with quality with my family.
With your family.
Yeah.
Wow, what a blessing.
Sometimes God, you know, work on us, you know, in a way that we don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
But here we go.
I will tell you this. My husband, not too long ago, there was como, I don't know how to say it in Spanish. He was like a prophet. Que le dijo,
yes.
That he had a word from him, a word for him, right?
Yeah.
And he said, the way he said it was, Dios has done miracles on you that you've never asked for. Que nunca has pedido, you know?
Exactly.
And so we're like, what's he talking about? And my husband says, you know, when I got the cancer, I never asked God to heal me from it. I just said, if it's your will, then, you know, so be it. And I looked at him and I'm all, that's the miracles he's talking about, that you didn't ask God to heal you, you know? So, wow, what a story you have. Oh my gosh, that gives me chills.
The only reason I'm saying this to you is because I want you to know that miracles, they do happen. I am a miracle walking.
Absolutely.
Hips, you know,
I would have never known that.
15 years is the max my hips can last. I'm 18 years in one leg, and the other one is 15 years. I just went to San Francisco a month and a half ago, and they say my prosthetics look like brand new. And I'm supposed to have over 4 surgeries. 5 years ago, I quit. I surrendered. No doctor, no surgeon could have helped me. I was in pain and agony. And so,
oh my gosh.
Look, never lose your faith, because they do happen. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Dios es muy grande, like my grandma used to always say.
Yes. Así es.
Wow, what a story. Thank you for sharing that with me. I think that's amazing. Oh my gosh, that gave me chills.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Caesar, the last two things that I need you to find, okay? So the way Google does the verifications now, it's going to be through video verification. Okay, sometimes they'll send your PIN code. Sometimes I've seen it where they have sent the PIN code through a text message,
mm-hmm.
but typically it's going to be video verification. So we sent you an email. I need you to find the one, and we sent it by text too. It says action needed, pictures needed. Okay. So on this list, these are items that we need you to upload on the hyperlink that we sent you. Now, some of those, of course, you don't have, like the business license or the business or the business insurance, right? So obviously you're not going to send that. But if you've already registered the business, like your LLC paperwork, if you have that, send a picture of it.
I do.
Okay?
Okay.
Send us a picture of a business card that you hand out, pictures of your work tools, equipment, work truck, van with a license plate showing. So send us the items that you can, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
sounds good.
The other one that I need you to find is the one that says initial invoice, and it would say, hello, Caesar.
Yep.
Thank you for choosing Google Splash. Okay. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yep.
Click on that.
Can I verify the authorized?
Yes, and then type your name at the bottom, sin acentos, because it doesn't recognize accent marks. I always tell everybody that. And then you'll just click on confirm signature. Now, it should take you to a page that asks you to put, like, a username and password. Let me know when you see
it. It was the one with my phone number and
Perfect. Yep. So when you go in there, like if you put your username and password, I'm going to tell you right now that it won't work because the technician's going to create that, but we give it to you ahead of time so that way you have your username and password. Okay.
Do you want me to log in or not? Not yet.
No, you don't have to log in right now because it's not going to let you in. But we send it to you ahead of time anyway, so this way you already have the username and password. So I'm going to say within 5 to 7 days, it should be available for you to start going in there. If for some reason it's not letting you, let us know so that way we can have the technician look at it. So give it about 5 to 7 days for it to start working, the client dashboard. And then just a reminder that on Monday, le vamos a llamar between 10 and 11, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before. If I'm not on a call, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. But if I'm not available when it's time to call you, they're gonna call you directly, okay? And it'll be from an 877 number. Congratulations, and welcome to our local Splash family, Cesar. I'm so excited for you, so excited, and I'm glad that we were able to talk. So any other questions before I let you get back to what you need to finish doing?
No, I appreciate it.
Okay. I appreciate it. So, hablamos el lunes. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend, okay?
You too as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You take care. Bye-bye.
You too.